Brock was talking to us, when you play the Patriots, play at this level, this deep in the playoffs, you have to prepare yourself both physically and mentally during the week to make sure that you understand assignment. How detailed does that get against Tom Brady and his offense? How important is that part of the battle?
It does. I mean, we understand we have to play our best game, both physically and mentally. You know, our preparation is huge. You know, it's obviously, you know, more detailed and more locked in this week than, you know, any other week for, you know, for it being the next game and obviously we're playing as well.
Brian, you guys always want to make opposing quarterbacks uncomfortable. Is he the toughest to do that to?
Yeah, he's up there. He's up there. You know, he's seen everything before. I mean, he's played a ton of football, and he's, you know, just very experienced. He's been through it all. He's seen all different kinds of pressures and different looks and you know, different disguises. So, you know, we just got to continue to mix it up on every single play and never really give away exactly what we're doing.
Brian, why do you think y'all guys have struggled in Foxborough? Do you sense a common theme maybe?
There's a lot of reasons. You know, there's a lot of reasons. You know, I think they play great in their home stadium. Obviously, they play great everywhere, but definitely in their home stadium, I think there's a certain energy and vibe and confidence that they have there. You know, obviously the quarterback, the defense, the head coach. I mean, they got a lot of good things working in their favor when they play out there.
How different has it been this week preparing for a Tom Brady and an offense you know really well and you've seen over the years than it was last week having Connor Cook come in?
Right.
Where there was really nothing to look at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, exactly. There's a ton of film on Tom, and you know, you can look at our previous matchups as well from last year and earlier this year, and you know, just see the things that, you know, we have to improve upon. And you know, last week was kind of we kind of figured they'd probably do a lot of the same stuff that Carr was doing and just try to insert Cook. You know, but like I said, with Tom, there's just a ton of game film.
Is it better to sort of know what you're up against, whereas opposed to last week, it was kind of a mystery?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I think it's better, you know, but unfortunately it's Tom you're going against. So, I mean, there's nothing really fortunate about playing him. So it's just, you know, the fact that, like I said, there's film out there and there's different things that we can look at from previous experiences.
Brian, given all the talk leading up to this game and the point spread and all this stuff, is there maybe a little bit of like us against the world mentality?
We're just going out there to play our best game. You know, we don't care about point spreads or who's picking what, or it doesn't really matter to us. You know, we go up there and we're just trying to play our best game possible and just try to win. That's it.
As you watch these games unfold, it looks like Vince Wilfork is talking a lot of times to you guys or the other defensive linemen. As teams come out in formations, et cetera, how smart is he at knowing kind of what teams are trying to do to you, and how much does that help you guys as the game goes?
Yeah, well, he's got a really good feel for especially the offensive line, you know, where he feels that the ball might be ran, unbalanced, certain different things like that, and he picks it up pretty quickly too. So anything that he sees that can help us, you know, obviously he'll turn around and let us know and vice versa.
How much have y'all missed John Simon when he's been out? And if he does get to play this week, what kind of boost does
he
provide?
He's a tough, physical, relentless player that, you know, we enjoy playing with. And, you know, it hurts us just, I know, as much as it hurts John not to play, just knowing how much he loves the game. And I think he really proves that and shows that with the kind of style of play that he has and goes out there every week. And, you know, if he can come back this week, that'll be a huge boost.
Bill has talked to us about the way that his staff kind of breaks down film and helps you guys prepare. He uses an example, I think, when the Bengals late ran that option. I think you crashed through very quickly, kind of recognized what they were trying to do. How much does that help? How well prepared do you guys feel when you face someone like this on the road?
Yeah, we do. I mean, there's certain things, obviously, that will come up during the game that we've seen before and feel like we can maybe have a beat on it. You know, but there will be new plays, too, that they've never ran before. You know, it's just the playoffs and – you know, people are going to bring things out that they've never done before, and, you know, anything goes.
Brian, you've worked real hard, been through a lot to be in these moments. How special is this for you to get this chance again?
It's special. I mean, I just want to win. You know, that's it. I mean, every week is special from here on out, and that's it. I mean, but, you know, I think we all know the end goal, so that's all that matters. You know, all that matters is winning. So, I mean, we could talk about everything else and how special moments are, but, you know, the main goal is to win it all. That's it.
Brian, you guys talked a lot about last week how motivated you were on that memory of that Kansas City loss last year in the playoffs. Are you motivated that by past disappointments? up in New England. You want to get that out of your...
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to, you know, have the same experience that we've had the last couple of times we've gone up there. So, I mean, you know, like I said, just it's about winning. That's all that matters. You know, you go up there and you win. What will happen earlier this year, and the last two, three games we went up there, it won't matter at all.